This is the last stand on earth.
Oh, yes. We are the last stand on earth. If we lose freedom here, where are we going to go? There's nowhere else to go. Hi, welcome back to Hour 2 of Across America with Gary Freeman. Glad to have you with us on this ride through this great adventure here, this last hour that we have to spend with each other. Sean Allen is in studio with us. He is a Cheyenne City Council member that represents Ward 1. We're very glad to have him in the studio. I know there's a lot of things that have been going around town. We've heard a lot of concerns and things coming into the other radio programs. So we thought it would be a great idea, since he had a little bit of time he was able to carve out for us, to spend it with us. If you have a question for Sean Allen, 632-3323 and also 632-6500. And don't forget to tell your friends about us on KGAB at KGAB.com. And for those of you that are listening that may be a city council member trying to get some ideas for a town that may be your size of Cheyenne, 1-888-503-6500. Sean, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Gary.
Let's talk rec center here just a little while. I know that's a big thing that's been on people's minds. Whenever it comes up on the ballot, we get a lot of phone calls in. Basically, I don't want to say whining and moaning, because I think a lot of their stuff is legit, but I think people are getting a little frustrated with seeing this on the ballot all the time, and especially during these economic times. What are some, if this was presented to you, and it probably will be, what are some of the commonsensical ways and your thoughts about this rec center, how it should go about? Should it be on the sixpenny? Should it be up for a vote? What are some of your thoughts on this rec center?
Well, you know, I know this has been a subject, and let me just say, generally, I am in favor of having a rec center here. I know that's kind of a touchy subject, but let me tell you what kind of rec center I am in favor of and why. I think that's important. The two biggest things that I think they want to have at the rec center is my understanding, and again, I have to say I haven't seen any hard drawings, but my understanding is they want to have an indoor field house. Again, that's my understanding that is for the soccer community, which has grown in the 20 years I've been here from, just a few teams on Saturday to a pretty big program. That may or may not be something that we'd like to have. You know, I don't know. I know that my oldest son has played soccer for a long time. Now he's a swimmer. Which I'll get to in just a minute. But there are a couple of indoor field houses that we have used in Fort Collins, and they seem to be pretty used quite a bit. And the second thing I would say is that the one thing we don't have here in town is the municipal pool that we have now. Our town really has outgrown. The pool is old. It's not a competition pool.
Explain competition here for a little bit, how that affects our city and the state of Wyoming.
Well, you know, right now, we have our state swim meet for the high school in Gillette, because they have a competition pool. There's only a few competition pools in the state. And that draws in an incredible amount of retail into the city. And I guess what I'd like to see, the reason I'm in favor of building competition pools so we can draw that retail here is because we should have kind of a more diversified tourism industry. In other words, everything should not drive by Frontier Days. That's great for July. What about November, December, January, February, when swim season is in?
Perfect.
That's a great thing to drive in our community at a time when we're not having that tourism event, you know, when we get people from all over the state here. So that's a good thing for us, and it's a big event. We can have regional meets. I know a couple kids that have gone to Seattle for regional meets. We don't have anything in this region that can
support that kind of
activity. So those things would be good for our economy. So that'd be a good investment for us to make. But speaking of investment, I think before we put, I don't think it's a good idea to put it on this sixpenny ballot that's coming up.
Why is that?
Well, because we haven't built any support. You know, we haven't really tried to convince the people who live here. Hey, look, we want to not only an extra penny for every penny that you're spending. I mean, every dollar that you're spending, but we want an extra penny for all the tourists that are here in town, too, you know, the out-of-town dollars that are coming. But we want that, and here's why we want it, and here's why it's a good idea.
So there hasn't really been a whole lot of marketing on it.
Absolutely.
It's just like,
and,
it,
you know,
comes up again, it irritates the people, we shoot it down, and down the road it goes again.
Exactly, and that is just a really poor way to approach it. Now, if you can build some support for it, maybe there is no support for it. Maybe there's enough naysayers that say, look, it's a bad idea, let's not have it.
What are some of your ideas on how, if they really want to build this rec center, how, in your kind of business mentality, businessman mentality. What are some ideas that they could build this support and market it and promote it in a certain way that could convince the people of Cheyenne?
Well, you know, first and foremost, we do our research. You know, you can speak to the people in Gillette and see what kind of economic impact their pool has there. You can speak to I've spoken to the mayor of Gillette, spoken to the mayor of Cody about their rec center, great rec center, spoken to the mayor of Laramie about their rec center. And it's not just a status symbol. Hey, they've got one, we should have one.
Right.
But it's like, what does it bring into your community by having that there? And how does it enhance the lives of the people that are living in your community? So first and foremost, do the homework. Secondly, build the support. Third, we should be looking for donations. We have some large companies that are here in town. I don't think we should have to go to them with our hand out, so to speak. But hey, it's an investment. They have an investment in the community. How can they support the community more? Well, they could put some of their dollars into this rec center, so it's not coming on the backs of all
everybody.
Of it, not coming 100% on the backs of the taxpayer. It doesn't have to be that way.
Exactly. I mean, you got Frontier Refinery. You've got Sierra Trading Post. You've got some of these bigger businesses here in town that could absolutely put a certain amount of money into the project.
Well, it wouldn't hurt us to ask.
No, absolutely not. And you'd probably get them on board because those workers live in town, a lot of them. They have kids in town. There's a practical aspect of it rather than just status symbol. And you said, put a plaque on the wall and put their name on it.
Right. And then the fourth thing would be to build it smart, build it in stages, you know, and say, look, we're going to build this piece first. It might cost maybe $8 million. That will be paid off fairly easily or quickly with the 6-penny tax. Then we can see what the success of that part is, and then we can say, look how successful this is. Now let's add the second part. We had the plan for it up front. Let's add the second part and see if we can build a support for that. And eventually, you know, maybe it'll take 10 years. I don't know. But eventually what you end up with is a great product that didn't break anybody's back, that everybody's invested in and everybody's bought off on. And at least I hope that's the way it could work. That's my vision.
Well, in the long run, when the city comes up to do something again, because of how smart we did these other projects, it's going to build confidence in the voters as well. Hi, you are on Across America with Sean Allen. Go ahead.
Hey, Sean, it's Charlie again. You know how I stick my foot into it, so I've had some conversations on this 6-penny ballot. We have to do $11 million revamping of the Botanical Gardens, which the Botanical Gardens is a jewel for Cheyenne. We need to do this. Now, instead of giving them a pittance from the sale of the land over there at Windmill, why don't we put them, the whole $11 million, on the 6-penny? Because I guarantee you the public would be for that. We would love to vote for the Botanical Gardens.
Sean, you want to answer that question?
Yes, I would. And it's my understanding that the sale of the land that we would have there at Windmill and Dell Range, that right now we're proposing to put a big box superstore on, which I'm not against having that particular business in town. I'm just against us facilitating that competition in a market that doesn't have any demand for it. But that money isn't necessarily, even though it's kind of been promised to the Botanical Gardens, I don't think that's where the money's going to go. It's going to be sprinkled throughout the Parks and Rec Department to bring us up to some ADA standards and stuff like that. I don't think you're going to really see the impact of that money. That's another reason why I don't think it's a good idea. As far as the Botanical Gardens go, I'm definitely in favor of putting that on the ballot and because I agree with you, it is a jewel. It's definitely a draw for tourism here in town, and I think we should see if the people can support us expanding that Botanical Gardens to the people who run the Botanical Gardens, Shane Smith. I've sat and talked with him. Very good steward of money. They've done a lot with a little, and if you give him this money, he will do a great job with it. I can almost assure you of that.
Sounds like he's a good steward. Well, thinking of Botanical Gardens and thinking of flowers, we know that bees pollinate from the flowers, right? Well, the guys at Joe Bees, they have 100% pure and natural bee pollen. Now, you're like me, you get up every day, maybe you're droggy and things like that. I'm telling you, I've been on Joe Bees for a long time now, and I feel feel great. Why? Because Joe Bees gives you the natural vitamins and proteins and minerals that your body needs in order to help you function, whether it's mentally, physically, anything like that. They go through painstaking measures to make sure that their product is pure. I had an interview last week of a man, Larry Schweitzer. He's an author, and he was interviewing one of Ronald Reagan's aides, and Ronald Reagan's aide asked President Reagan, said, "Why are you so perky? Why are you so, up and at 'em and ready to roll?" He goes, "Man, you just got so much energy." And President Ronald Reagan told him, "Bee pollen. Bee pollen is what it is." So right now, if you want to get a hold of Joe Bees, you can go to Joe Bees at joebees.com. That's joebees.com. Or you can order by phone at 877-300-5632. Now, you cannot buy this in stores. So if you're looking for it in Walmart or something like that, you're not going to be able to do that. You got to pick up the phone, 877-300-5632, or simply go to Joe Bees at joebees.com. Now, what does that get you? You invest $99 into your health. It gives you a 6-month supply, plus 1 month free, plus free shipping. Absolutely free. For $99. $99 right now by going to joebees.com. Now, I understand your body is different than mine, and some of the things my body needs, your body may not need. But when you're dealing with your health, it's a very inexpensive way to invest in that health. So try it. Pick up a bottle. Be great. Feel great. And call them right now at 877-300-5632 or go to joebees.com, joebees.com. You say, "Gary, if I invest $99 into my health and I don't like it, it doesn't work for me, I don't care for it, it's not a problem." He gives 100% money-back guarantee by simply returning the unused portion back to Joe Bees. What do you have to do except some of the health problems, the sleeping issues, and things like that? Right now, joebees.com, joebees.com, or order by phone, 877-300-5632. Feel great. Be great. Give Joe Bees a try. And on the phone, on Across America here, you are on the phone with Sean Allen. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Gary and Sean.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Say, on this rec center, one of the things that I would like to see happen, and I live out in the county, so yeah, I will be voting on whether or not this on this sixpenny tax, I would like to see us centralize the rec centers. And we've already got the I don't know what we're calling it this month, the Icon, the Taco Shell, the Taco Center, whatever.
Taco John Center.
Yeah, we've already got that, and there is some land down there. The Hitch hasn't really made any decision as to what they're going to do as far as rebuilding is concerned. I don't know. You know, there's a lot of questions yet as far as how much land the city actually has out there. But what I see out there is I see a lot of lodging availability. And having traveled out of city or out of town to some competitions, I know one of the things that we've looked for is where is the lodging as far as the competition site? How close can I get, or am I going to have to find my way through a strange town that I don't know, and to go to this event? So I see the land down there by the Taco John Center. I see that as being a prime location to expand or to build a recreation center. I have a concern about it being right now where they've talked about it in the past being up there by the airport. It bothers me that we would be putting that kind of a structure that close to the end of a runway, knowing that those planes do also take off to the east. They come in from the east, depending on what the weather is, and it scares me as far as public safety is concerned.
And that's a great point, Linda. Thanks for the call today. They had the same problem in Long Beach, California, which is where I grew up. You had a bunch of these houses built on the end of a runway, and so I think they had to do some revamping. So that's certainly a valid point. Sean, you want to answer a question?
You know, Linda, she brought up some excellent, excellent points. And let me say first off, she says she lives in the county. The one thing I like to tell people is I live in the county too. You know, and
that's
I think we've the city and the county, the city residents and the county residents, the city staff and the county staff have lost sight of the fact that we're still all in the county. So something that's good for the county or good for the city is good for the county and vice versa. And so I just want to kind of address that, that I feel I have a lot of good relationships with people who work for the county, the county commissioners. Troy Thompson is an excellent friend of mine. So we're working on trying to build those relationships. But as far as the rec center goes, she made a great point. The reason that the land out at off of Windmill has been considered in the past is precisely because we already own it, and so that wouldn't cost us any money. Now, I agree with some of her concerns because it's unfortunate what happened with the hitching post, but I have to say, honestly, I'll raise my right hand and say this. Like I said, it's very unfortunate that it happened, but the night that it happened, or the next day, I thought to myself, well, here's an opportunity for the city to buy this at a fire sale, buy this land, and we could put our rec center right next to our events, quote-unquote event center, our ice rink.
It would bring money into it because it seemingly has been failing.
Yep, it is equally as central a location as the land out on Windmill. So I think that's an excellent point. I mean, I want to assure Linda that I've thought of that exact thing. Although that money, that land would cost the city some money. So there's some purchasing. There's the fact that we'd have to purchase that land versus land that we already own. And I think, you know, as a landowner, you have to kind of weigh that out. But an excellent point that she brought up that I had not considered before, because I agree with her. When I go to a swim meet, I'm looking to say, where do I stay and how do I get to the swimming pool? And I hadn't really thought about the fact that there are a lot of hotels down there. The only thing that I have addressed with this, I am working on, is that crossing at Southwest Drive right off of Lincoln Way, the railroad crossing
right
there. We are working on trying to get that to be a quiet zone crossing where the engines won't blow their whistles at that crossing, which may enhance our lodging community right there. There's several hotels right there, and it won't be quiet. The whistles won't be blowing at the 3 a.m. in the morning, so that might be good. But that's an excellent point she brings up about the lodging. That may be a certainly something to weigh putting the rec center down there. But I just want to assure that I've thought of the exact same thing, and that may be something we have to consider in the future as a location for the rec center.
Great call. And we'll be wrapping up our half-hour segment here with City Council Member Sean Allen and your phone calls. When we come back right after this break, you're listening to Across America on KGAB.com.
Did you know that our national anthem has four verses? It does. And maybe we should sing the fourth verse once in a while to remind ourselves just who is responsible for this great land of ours. Listen to these words. Oh, thus be it ever when freemen shall stand between their loved home and war's desolation. Blessed with victory and peace, may the heaven-rescued land praise the power that hath made and preserved us a nation. Then conquer we must, when our cause it is just, and this be our motto, in God is our trust. And the star-spangled banner in triumph shall wave, or the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Brought to you by YWatch Family Action. Visit us at wywatch.org.
And KGAB.com.
And 2:25 is your time here in Mountain Standard Time here in Cheyenne, Wyoming. You're listening to KGAB, KGAB.com. Gary Freeman here with you on Across America and our guest Sean Allen. And we're going to go right to our phone, Sean, as we are running out of time. Hi, you're on Across America with Sean Allen.
Yes, I heard you talking about the land out there by the event center.
Yes, sir.
You know, if our great mayor would have did what our mayor did before on Mary's Bake Shop, the city would own that property out there instead of giving over to these people and giving them more time to clean up and all that. The city would own that land. They got Mary's Bake Shop that way. But no, we missed the boat there. The mayor, he was all for the big business, and I know some foreign outfit must own that, and the name there is. So that's one of my thoughts. Thank you.
Well, thanks for your phone call. Sean, you want to comment on that?
Well, it's very funny. We were talking about that very thing during the break. I mean, it's just very funny that that there's a citizen that would make that phone call right after we were saying basically the same thing. So, I mean, I guess I would agree with him there. I think we should have made an offer for that land if we weren't going to try to force them to get it clean. And I think that's something that the mayor was trying to avoid. I mean, that's a tough place to put a business in. And that was probably it took a long time. And I think you should be fair if you're going to do it for what's good for the goose, good for the gander. But on the same token, I think the mayor was trying to say, hey, look, you know, we don't want to force your hand on this. We'll give you the time that we need to. But really, I think we should have said, hey, look, we're really sorry for your loss, but, you know, we'll offer you X amount of dollars and buy it cheap right now, and we'll take it off your hands. I'm afraid that now that I don't know what the price would sell. I mean, the land would sell for now, but I'm afraid the price of the land may put us out of the market, which is very, very unfortunate. You know, I mean, if we had an opportunity, it would have been great if we could have seized it. You know,
I think a lot of that, Sean, has to do with vision and thinking ahead. You know, I'm not belittling anybody who wants to be a public servant, but as a business owner, you have to have that kind of vision. I mean, we can take Sam Walton, which might be taboo, but if you read his story, he started out as a mom and pop. He went up the ranks just like anybody else, but he had that vision, and when that wave came, he rode that wave into the success that, you know, he was enjoying before he passed away. It's the same thing with a city. I mean, you have to run it like a business. You have to be a good steward of the finances. You have to be innovative. You have to be realistic.
Yeah,
I
would agree. I would agree wholeheartedly with that. And I think, we all tend to, not only in city council, but also in our daily lives, we tend to get bogged down with the things that are going on from day to day. And that's very, very easy to do. But it behooves us as elected officials to try to maintain the freshness or the perspective that we had when we were running for office, to try to revisit that. And when I was running for office, I made myself some notes because I knew I would probably forget down the road some of the things that I wanted to do or wanted to try to get accomplished. So I made myself a little checklist and said, and I revisit that from time to time and say, am I addressing some of the things that I really wanted to do when I ran for office? And that's how I kind of try to stay focused.
City Council Member Sean Allen, Ward 1, thank you for being on Across America today, taking some time out of your busy schedule to be with us and answer some questions. If they want to get a hold of you, Sean, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, I would like to encourage people to call me at home. My phone number is in the book. I won't give it out on the air. But I do. It's rare that I'm at home to answer the phone.
What about an
I'm
email very, address?
Yes, they can email me either at my personal email, which is SeanDAllen@hotmail.com, SeanDAllen, or at my city address, SAllen@CheyenneCity.org. Either one of those, I check it frequently throughout the day. Comes right in on my smartphone. And like I say, either email me or give me a call, and I'll promise that I'll get back to you.
Sounds great. Thanks, Sean.